This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Monday, June 11, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 142, verse 4. It says there, "Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life." End of quote. ABC7News.com said this, "Two celebrity deaths this past week have saddened many people. Kate Spade, an American fashion designer, on Tuesday, and Anthony Bourdain, an American celebrity chef, author, and TV personality, just a few days ago. The deaths by suicide of celebrities like Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain can trigger copycat suicides, a Santa Clara County health official warned. There were 45,000 recorded suicides in the United States in the last 1 year. It is reported that the suicide rate among Americans aged 35 to 64 increased nearly 30%. Today's Bible insight is David's words. "And in one of his darkest seasons of his life, when he was in a cave, being fearful, depressed, and completely worried, with no help, he cried out to the Lord in heaven. He says, 'Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life.'" End of quote. Then the psalm says he cried out loud to the God in heaven. Do you feel like David in your life today? My friend, one thing is sure. Money and fame do not bring peace and happiness to people, don't they? Many suicides happen due to severe hopelessness in life. Something struck them very bad and they cannot get out of the negative impact. In search of happiness and peace, people end up in the addiction of drugs and alcohol. But they are not aware of the fact that only a relationship with a loving God, in and through loving Jesus Christ, can deliver them. Nothing else can deliver and will deliver. Jesus Christ can give us real meaning, peace, and happiness in life. In vain, many think this world and its pleasures can provide them with meaning, peace, and true happiness. And they go after those. But the truth is nothing far from it. 1 Timothy chapter 3 in the Bible says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." That means difficult times, dangerous times will come. Then the passage says people become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. But do you remember we have already learned this truth on last Saturday's Bible Insight, that the world and its desires will come to an end, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. Here in this psalm, David is opening up his heart to God for help in his troubles. He cried out loud and submitted his worries and problems to the one who is able and willing to help. Then he placed his hope in the Lord in the midst of his hopelessness. God delivered him from his loud cry and depression and problems. My friend, no man but only God can deliver us from our deep problems. Though the Bible does not say the word depression, there are many other words Bible uses, like broken-hearted, downcast, mourning, severe, sad situations, wishing to die, etc. Faith giants like Jeremiah, Elijah, Jonah, Job, and Moses also experienced severe grief and sad times in their lives. Elijah, Job, and Jonah wanted to die. But do you know, God delivered them. Dearly beloved, if you are going through tough times, understand every breath is a miracle of God, and it's a love of God. We are indebted to God for our breaths each time. God loves you, and He has an excellent and perfect plan for you, and that's why He gave His only Son for you. Jesus says to you in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." End of quote. Christ loved you and gave his life for you, and that much he loved you and valued you. He died for your sins, buried and rose again for all of your sins and sorrows. Come to Jesus. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the answer to all the problems and worries. Do not procrastinate for tomorrow if you hear him calling today. Come to him and carry your burden to him in prayer. I will help you to do that right now. Pray with me. Father in heaven, I bow down before you. I know Jesus asked me to come to him and he will give me rest to my heart and soul. I believe Jesus carried my sins and sorrows on his shoulders and died in my place. I repent of my sins. I accept Christ as my Savior and Lord. Like David, Moses, Elijah, Job, and Jonah, and Jeremiah, I cry out to you, Lord. I need your attention. I need your help and deliverance now. Hear from my cry from heaven and help me with your wonder-working hand. I trust you. I know you love me, and I surrender my life to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for the rest of your life, and may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.